We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you take a team, you know, from the ACC, I think a team, especially if he's back 100%, is Virginia Tech. Getting Justin Robinson back, I saw that they put out that he's back, especially if he can get back to 100%. Obviously, you look at Michigan and their ability to score the ball. I think a team that can really surprise some people, and they have a very tough first-round match, but I think Marquette, they're older. They can. I think when you get to this tournament, teams that can score, and teams that can score in multiple ways, and Marquette has a guard in Marcus Howard, there may not be a better scorer in all of college basketball.
The place to be for basketball and betting. Man, those two things go together like what? Pizza and wings?
Chocolate
peanut butter.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter, very versatile. It's a glue guy, if you will.
The Rivers Casino, March 21st to the 24th for their March Mania watch parties. We'll be there all day Thursday, broadcasting live inside the sportsbook. I will flip out if we are not in a location
where we can see the
television. We can see all the TVs. Yep. So I'm going to say this into the microphone one more time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to flip out. From the
Andrew
sportsbook
going
from 5:40 until 10. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Andrew will be flipping out if we are not in a place where we can see the TVs. And I'll say this one into the mic. Craig Riley needs to be down there on location with us, frankly.
Sick day, Craig.
I don't know if you heard my voice the other day. It wasn't good.
Either you need to be down there helping engineer the proceedings, if you need to justify your existence down there in that capacity.
That's too much work. He should just be betting.
Craig Riley has more cachet when it comes to Craig covers, Craig's best bets, Craig's locks, than either of us on this show right now. We've built him up into that. He needs to be there.
Some seem on social media to be disputing the 79% accuracy.
Yeah, I think people are trying to get a little shine at Craig's expense.
I think what you should just do, Craig, is send out a picture of your checking account balance and just say, look at this.
That money stays
big
out
boy.
Off the books.
Oh.
There's or too just, much of it to put on it.
There's too much to put on it.
Capel's three teams, Virginia Tech,
I like
a
that
four
pick.
Seed, Michigan a two seed, Marquette a five seed. Those are not really sleepers, in my opinion. I'm thinking more...
I don't know. Virginia Tech, because they happen to be in Duke's bracket, I think people would look at any team beating Duke before the Final Four as a sleeper.
Did you feel like Capel said that?
What do you, like,
did you
that
get that vibe that he was picking
no, didn't
Virginia
he think
Tech
Duke
over
would win
Duke?
At all?
Yes.
He was bullish on Duke, but I think if you are going to take Virginia Tech and call them a sleeper, the fact that they are in Duke's bracket or Duke's region makes it a legitimate thing to say, even though they're a top four seed. Because everyone just thinks Duke is the best team in this since the 2012
Kentucky team.
A double-digit
seed went to the Final Four last year, Loyola Chicago,
mm-hmm.
with a really sweet older lady cheering them on.
Don't tell that to Zeiss.
Sister Jean.
Zeiss, not a fan of her. She's still around, too. She's still a Loyola super fan, but they're not in it this year.
She has a NIT audience to amuse and win over this year.
What if she said, if you're not in the NCAAs, you're not good enough for me, and just thumbed her nose at them?
It like didn't go to any
yes.
of the games? That would be unreal.
I would respect her for that.
Craig?
I'd hope she would do that for the CBI. Definitely don't want to give the CBI any shine.
So give me a double-digit seed, Craig, Chris, to get through the first week of the NCAA tournament.
Craig, do you want me to go first so you can just draft off of me?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Belmont. I think Belmont's a very good, second highest scoring team in the country. Shoot the three great. Dylan Windler.
Now they've got to win three games to get there.
I know, and Temple's good in the sense that they are good enough to be, you know, on the 11 line in the first.
They beat
four.
Houston.
Maryland is a decent basketball team. Then they'd have
that
to
got
beat,
blown out by Penn State.
They would have to beat LSU in theory, and that's the game everyone would say, well, you can't match up athletically. That's Belmont's just a super skilled team,
again,
afraid of nobody.
I don't get how anyone could pick LSU with any degree of confidence, given the fact that their coach isn't there.
You going to pick Yale to beat them?
I think that has a real possibility. I think that's a real possibility. Four teams in the last, I don't know, decade or two, usually you get one a year that wins. And so of the 14 seeds, I like Yale more than let's think,
Old Dominion
Northern against
Kentucky,
Purdue.
Georgia State against Houston.
Yeah.
Julius loves Old Dominion. Because
Justice Kithcart is their point guard,
mm-hmm.
who couldn't cut it at Pitt.
That's why he
is that what
him.
He said?
He just talked about, he wouldn't name him, but he said, you know.
They went to the Dome and won.
Because I know of a guard there at Old Dominion. I love Belmont as a double-digit seed. And you know who I, no, I can't.
Well, hold on, you already gave us one. Don't take away Craig's airtime.
I wouldn't dare.
Craig?
I wouldn't dream of it.
I like St. Mary's to win a couple of games. I don't think Villanova's that great, and I hate Purdue. So those are two games that they could win.
Why do you hate Purdue?
Because their whole conference and the way they play basketball, never pick
you
them.
You are denigrating the entire Big Ten
yes,
right now?
I'm lumping them all together,
so
the way they play basketball.
So you decided that Purdue would be the jumping-off point for you to say the Big Ten is no bueno.
Yes.
So Tom Izzo, who goes to the Final Four like one out of every
There's
3 years.
There's
an
exception
to
John Beilein, who went
one of the
to
most
the National
innovative
Championship game last
year. No.
Year.
I'm talking about like your Purdue's, your Wisconsin's, that style
Wisconsin,
of basketball they play.
Who beat an all-time Kentucky team in one of the best games any of us has ever watched.
Let me get to what
this
I'm
thing.
Trying to
and
say here.
And single-handedly kept Sean Miller out of the Final Four like
picture,
3 years in a row. But go ahead.
Keep going. You're really on a roll here.
I picture Purdue and Wisconsin as like big, like lumpy white guys playing basketball. Basketball that aren't going to cut it in the tournament.
Now
so
you are denigrating an entire race. It was one
Big,
thing.
Lumpy,
it is
like
it is one thing to take down a basketball conference. It is another thing to cast aspersions at big, lumpy white guys.
Yeah,
I
them in basketball don't
I consider
mix.
Myself a big, lumpy white guy. You have offended me.
Not too bad. I'd pick St. Mary's over you, too.
Our audience, a big percentage of our audience,
lumpy.
I think, would describe themselves
Definitely
as
lumpy.
Big, lumpy white
and
guys.
And I think they'd say St. Mary's is better at basketball than that.
St. Mary's is a big, white, lumpy guy team.
That
Have
whole
you seen
conference,
them?
Those guys, give me St. Mary's.
St. Mary's team is basically big, lumpy white guys from Australia.
Hey,
that's the team.
You asked me for my pick. That's the pick.
Hey, you got a chocolate bar and a bag of crisps
oh,
for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got to get bigger and lumpier.
What have we done here? This
Don't
is
take
our,
me out in the sun.
This is our new Pirates pre- and post-game guy? He is going to destroy.
Maybe not for long.
He's going to destroy
a sport
big,
full
lumpy,
lumpy
white
fellas.
Guys?
You could be a lumpy. Zach Duke is still making $3 or $4 million a year.
You ever
he's
see
a
him
large,
play basketball?
He's a lumpy fella. I'm just saying,
wow.
Can you be considered credible after a kind of a statement like that?
My goodness.
I love that he decides Purdue, whose most noteworthy player probably of the last 30 years is the big dog, Glenn Robinson.
I think.
That's his team.
I think the leading scorer in the tournament might be Carson Edwards, who plays for Purdue.
Oh, man.
He is not a big, lumpy white guy.
Do you want me to just look him up right now? Because I can.
I think he's 26 a game.
I didn't say every player on those teams. I said that is my visual of those teams. That doesn't win in the tournament for me.
Carson Edwards is averaging 23 a game.
That might be the most among.
Well, it's barely more than Dylan Windler, who it took Craig about a day to pick in our little player draft here. Craig, the fact that you went Wisconsin, I could almost understand. The fact that you just randomly tossed Purdue in there as the avatar of all your displeasure with the Big Ten.
I don't use the system for the NCAA tournament. I use gut.
Why wouldn't you say Iowa for this if you were gonna play that little game?
That'd have been another one. They fit
Craig,
in there for me.
I don't use analytics. I use bigotry in determining who is going to.
Listen, my bracket word that phrase that pays stereotypes.
Yes. My goodness.
Does he look like he has no vertical? Does he look very fundamentally
his
sound?
His team's out.
Can he shoot threes but not a lot else? Oh, man.
Double-digit seed to get to the Sweet 16.
What's your pick here?
So, for starters, I really liked yours. I like Belmont a lot. Rick Byrd, their coach, has never won an NCAA tournament game.
They almost beat Duke about 12 years ago, I think
it was.
They took Duke to the wire in a 15-2 game. I'm almost positive in like 08.
Yep, that's right.
07, 08.
So You stole mine. I think that's the only, in my quote-unquote official bracket, I think that's the only double-digit seed I have in the Sweet 16. But if I had to throw another one in there.
I think I can guess it.
If I had to throw another one in there. All right, go ahead.
St. Louis.
No.
Oh, I thought for sure your boys, the Billikens, maybe. No. The only other team I'm
going to go to the conference of big, lumpy white guys. I think Minnesota's very interesting.
Feels like another terrible pick.
Because it's Richard Pitino against old man Pitino's old school. And Rick Pitino is flying back to Greece to help get Minnesota ready for that game.
Is he really?
Yes. Well, and I didn't really – Louisville doesn't impress me.
If you were Richard Pitino, would you want your father in there?
And let me just – yes, because he's one of the 10 greatest college basketball coaches of all time.
I wouldn't want to be usurped by him, though, if he tries to take over.
And, like, Michigan State, that – I would not want that matchup if I'm them. Like, you beat Bradley, who – you know, that's a layup for them. But your second-round matchup as a team that has already seen you two or three times – and has a familiarity with you. Like, that's the old, you know, 85 Georgetown Villanova scenario.
Yeah.
Where you see a team enough, there's no intimidation factor there. So, plus, Michigan State lost one of its rotation players in that Big Ten championship game. So, all right, go with Craig. Don't listen to any of our analysis. Take St. Mary's.
You just need lumps.
And pick against every Big Ten team.
I just looked at the Purdue roster. Go Google Ryan Klein, Matt Harms, and
Ryan
Grady
Klein
Eifert.
Is a really good shooter.
Matt Harms good is, for him. He'll
Matt
be
Harms
out
is
quick.
Like 7'3". He's like Yvonne Drago.
Weather.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!